Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Sports Saturday with Joe Fisher and Rashawn Taylor.
A three wins the series. It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network.
There will be a humongous party in Corvallis tonight. The Beavers spring a trap and shock the college football world.
105-1.
Ducks rush only three. Winston has all day. Tries to escape, circles back, still alive.
And 1080.
Loses the football, ball comes out. It's scooped up by the Ducks, streaking to the end zone.
The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome into
that was
good. Sports Saturday here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network, the Odyssey app, YouTube, and Twitch for the kids. I'm Joe Fisher III. Across the faux marble table, Rashawn Taylor.
What up, though? That was surprisingly good considering everything.
Joe, I'm operating a little slow here. Joe's a little sleepy this morning.
Oh,
Jason Swigart would know nothing about that. Jason Swigart, everybody.
Hi. How are you doing?
My guy.
What's up?
I live here now.
Pulling double duty, baby.
It's the Fan Sports Network, and I live here now.
Again, it would not shock me if, you know, Swag happened to have like a nice little, not even sleeping bag, but a cool like comforter or like a Murphy bed.
Yes,
or something
Murphy
like
bed.
That,
the one that's come out of the wall.
Comes out of the wall
Costanza,
somewhere.
Yeah. Thing in the desk. I don't even have a desk anymore.
Well, to be fair, you kind of took a desk and you took an office that one time.
I did not. And that narrative has been blown out of proportion. I was directed to do so. And there were people that wanted me to be next to the engineers. So that if there were particular issues that needed to be solved, I was right there to do so. So that narrative, like many narratives here on the station, way blown out of proportion.
Listen, yeah. If you tell me
like
to find
me saying
a desk,
I can run a 5.2 740, I don't know who made that up.
You don't think you could do that? Well, not now.
Not now.
But like, I can give you a couple
months.
At
the time, I feel like I was 30 pounds lighter then, and I felt more aerodynamic.
I think you could run a 5.2 40. I think you could do that.
We're still waiting to see it. Let us know. We'll get stopwatches.
I need to get some cleats.
I mean, I've never
or some track shoes.
I've never been super fast, and I ran a. Remember at the combine, Swag? I ran 5.3. Which is insane. But
I've never been fast.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you could run a 5.2. You probably
well, it's
a lot quicker.
5.27 is at least what I got to get here.
No! I think you could do
we're
that.
We're still waiting. Let us know. We can go find a track.
Well, I'm not running a 40 anytime today. I'll walk 40 yards.
What did
and
you
then
do
some.
Last night?
I didn't do any like crazy.
Yeah, go ahead, tell them what you did.
I didn't do any like crazy like drinking at all. I had a beer at dinner and a nice little Paloma. That was delicious.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so with some tahine on the sides there. It was great.
Always good.
And then finished it off with like a nice little nightcap of whiskey. Three drinks all night, right? But then I get home, get over to my girlfriend's house, and I'm like, you know, I want to sleep real good tonight. Let's just take off a little bit of square of this weed chocolate, and you know, let's go to Dreamland here. And
you're still there?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, that was 9 hours ago, 11 hours ago.
Edibles are tough, man. Like they'll really get you. Like yeah. and for a few hours, and you, again, wake up tired and your whole day.
It was a solid sleep, though. I mean, I can imagine.
Probably some dreams.
I'm tired but refreshed. It's just taking me a little bit. Yeah. Just taking me a bit. I'll get there.
A little slow to start.
I mean, anything football related right now is getting me real excited, though.
It's everywhere. You know what? The crazy part is there was no football, and then all of a sudden, we can't get away from it. It's everywhere. I turn on HBO Max. I haven't watched in a few days. Like, oh, Hard Knocks started.
Hard Knocks started.
There we go. Like, and it's the Bills. They didn't give us a trash team this year. Like, they gave us somebody actually competitive.
Yeah, I was wondering if they changed the rules, because it used to be no first-year head coaches, and it has to be a team that didn't make the playoffs. So I guess they got rid of that criteria.
Yeah, they've scrambled in the last several years. And I just wonder, I mean, teams just don't want it around. Like, yeah. I don't know how much longer the NFL can keep forcing it upon somebody to do before they all, and they're all getting savvier as to understanding that there's cameras everywhere. So you're not getting
the same
output, sort of like raw access that you used to get.
My favorite thing was when like James Harrison, they had the Steelers one, and he would basically tell the cameras to go away anytime they were in the locker room and like start like blocking their shot and like getting in the way.
I mean, because that's really given an inside look at locker rooms. And we've seen a lot of these kind of shows on Netflix now that are starting to kind of go behind the scenes of, you know, NBA players' lives and NFL players' lives.
Not just that, they released SEC one.
They were SEC. There's a WWE one. The one thing that's not supposed to, you know, you're not supposed to reveal what happens backstage, and they gave you kind of everything. But I think a lot of players.
Wait, what, is it fake or something?
No, you didn't know. It's predetermined. They don't say the F word. Wait, man, that's a cuss word, man. We don't say that F word, but that's one 4-letter word you definitely don't say, you know, around guys. I remember, oh, this is off subject, but I remember a while ago, Dusty was interviewing some WWE guys.
Okay.
And he'll tell you, like,
what's up, Dusty, brother?
He ended up saying, like, and I think one of them was like a Lucha Libre star, so a Mexican wrestler, wears a mask and everything. And I think Dusty said something along the lines of, you know, we know it's fake and everything like that. And,
oh, my God.
And they got a little, say what? So what's fake and everything?
Can you say choreographed?
Choreographed is great.
Choreographed?
Choreographed is great. Like, that's awesome.
Did Dusty realize in the moment, like, what he said?
I think it was one of them things, kind of hell.
No, it's fake.
Probably shouldn't have said that part. Yeah. And, you know, even the small wrestlers are ginormous. Like, when you see them in person.
Oh, they're
like,
athletic. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, I called it the redneck Cirque du Soleil.
Hey, I mean,
whoa!
Them's fighting words, man. Coming from a wrestling nerd over
what
here.
What
the
hell?
Them's fighting words, man.
My God,
Swigard. But I can imagine NFL players and everybody. There's, the locker room is sacred, and it always kind of has been. And it's like some talk and some things going on in there that you might not want your families to see or young kids to see. And also, for if you're a struggling team, right, you're the Panthers, you're the Jets, you're something like that, who probably have a lot of
those
young
are both
guys.
Playoff teams, baby.
Whoa. In what universe? But if you have those teams, like, probably the last thing you need is a lot of cameras around them, and that kind of makes them like celebrities. And there also comes with a lot of expectations, because you start falling in love with these teams, and you know what? Then they might be able to do something. I like what this coach is preaching. And then they get out there and they're ass, and you're like, well, what happened?
I just laid my mortgage on this team this year.
Man, I thought the Jets were going to do it this year.
What the hell? I hear you on that. I just thought it was interesting that they used to have that criteria in the first place for Hard Knocks, where it was like
weird criteria.
Yeah, I think it was no first-year head coaches, and you would have to have missed the playoffs. And then I was like, well, that's kind of unfair. Like, there's a good chance we'll see the same team multiple times, because usually the bad franchises check both of those boxes. Like, second year head coach and no playoffs.
Wouldn't you want the most entertaining teams there? Like, wouldn't you want the
star? I think
star,
that was also part of the problem of why they changed that. Yeah, it's like, dude, I don't care about seeing the Bucks anymore, or seeing, you know, Bucks are good now, but I mean,
as far as like wanting to see the Bills, who have one of the most polarizing quarterbacks and teams in the league.
I don't think you're going to get much out of the Bills. They're pretty buttoned up. Diggs is gone, so that was really the only drama there. You know, maybe there's some follow-up following DeMar Hamlin around and how he's recovered from that incident. But other than that, there's one thing left for the Bills to do, and that's to get to the Super Bowl and win one. That's where all their focus is. And while there might be super football nerd curious how they tweak things, I don't think there's going to be a lot of big drama.
No, I mean, and the only drama that we ever really see is the guys that don't make the team. You know, they follow a certain player around for X amount of episodes, and then it comes cut day, and they tell them to bring their playbook. And that's the only part that the only drama that we actually really see.
We've gotten the formula down. Okay, there's the, you know, there'll be Josh Allen. There'll be a couple of veterans who are either trying to hang on or guys coming back from injury, seeing if they can get back to their form. You've got, you know, whoever the top draft pick, ballyhooed guy is, and then undrafted guys or the seventh rounder guys, can they make it? And we know what the formula is. So unless there's some unknown who turns out to just be an absolute, you know, star, you know, from a personality standpoint, I've seen this before.
I'm with you.
Well, training camp, baby, it's here.
Yeah, you ready to overreact to Shadur?
Well, it's not an overreaction.
I am going to...
Straight to the Super Bowl, baby.
I'm going to even react.
Yeah.
I think all I'll the way to do a good job of even reacting to the Shador's performance last night. Yeah, I mean, plenty of preseason action last night, the night before. The over's hitting in a lot of these games. I don't know if you're
betting on preseason. You are a degenerate.
I might have bet on the Hall of Fame game, and then I realized what I was doing.
Yeah,
so
it's too late then.
Like, you know what? I'm good.
Let it ride, man.
This is a little too ridiculous here. Or is it? Yeah, so they set the criteria for Hard Knocks now. It's eliminated if you are a team with a first-year head coach. You can't be on it. Teams who are featured on Hard Knocks in 2025 or 26, the in-season edition. When they do the in-season ones.
Last year was like the Ravens, I think it was.
Possibly. I know the Cardinals did it once. Teams featured on Hard Knocks over the last 8 years. So that is...
How many of those teams made the playoffs or more?
What, the teams over the last eight years?
I mean, you don't have to look up, but if you can remember like...
Lions in 22. I think they were coming off of their really bad season or...
Really the only last season of Hard Knocks I actually watched and liked. Fell in love with Dan Campbell right there.
Chargers in 2020, Rams in 2020, and Buccaneers 2017, but that was quite a while ago.
Yeah, so, I mean, the 1 year Baltimore had one, I think they won the Super Bowl that year, but outside of that, like, Hard Knocks has kind of fallen off, and it's been, I mean, yes. Baltimore won the Super Bowl, that was 25 years ago, you know, something like that, 24 years ago. So, yeah, they're definitely need to upgrade the format at this point.
Well, and if you are a parent out there, you might have had training camp start for your little one out there in the youth football circuit.
Actually, my stepson's just finishing up he was invited to the Mike James Elite 60 camp. So a bunch of kids from around Portland, and he was one of the standout players.
Elite there. 60, huh?
Yeah.
Nephew number three getting ready to start high school practice.
Nice.
Yeah, high school practice started officially this week.
Are we still
think so.
Yeah. Are we still making kids mold their mouthpieces after boiling hot pots of water?
I think that's an old school thing. They don't do that anymore. I don't think they do that no more.
You're right. You know what I'm talking about, Swag?
Well, I never played a mouthpiece sport.
You would put the mouth, you would get a boiling pot of water.
It's got to be boiling still.
And then put your mouthpiece in there for like 30 seconds to a minute.
More than that, because it will melt after 30 seconds.
And then you take it out and then bite into it real quick.
Yeah, burn the hell out of your tongue, your gums, everything, but you got to get it perfect. And then you typically do it wrong and have to do it again. Then to find out, you can just use really hot water from the microwave.
Didn't know that. Is that not a thing? I think my sister said that they were going to go to like a dentist and they were going to do like a foam like
Braces?
No, like do
a whole mold.
Like, yes, yeah. Thank you. Molds that looking for. And I was Jeez. Like, oh my God. I was like, get him a boiling, scalding hot mouthpiece right now and teach that boy a lesson.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, that's a rite of passage if you're going to play football or wrestling or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my nephew, it's his first year of football. So he's all padded up. He's ready to go. Mm-hmm. He's got the water bottle that's the size of his torso. The giant oversized water bottle.
Just wrap them up and take down.
Like we're camels out there.
Wrap them up. Take them down. Keep your head up.
She sent a picture of him like in his full garb, like right outside practice, helmet on, pads, and the look on his face.
Intense. Ready to go.
Not so much. Like, no, like what have I got myself into?
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
My sister was like, this is just, I think, a lot of testosterone out here, and I don't think he's ever seen this before.
He'll get it. Give him a couple days.
Well, the good thing for him is I don't think he has, like, he doesn't have, like, a 75% or a 50%. He's just 100% all the time, like, in all the sports that he does and just anything competitively. And
that's a good thing.
Like, he's almost one of those like bulls in a china shop. Like,
again, as he's playing football, so he found the perfect sport.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think he's gonna be fine. He just needs to get used to it once he gets used to the culture.
Once you figure out football, you're fine. Like, at first you're confused if you've never played before, you're looking around like, what the heck is going on? But after you understand, it gets a lot easier.
I definitely could see him being the guy in like high school where they're trying to like just run through things and he's laying hat on kids and they're like, hey, Medina, that's your teammate, all right?
Yeah, let's go easy.
Yeah, come on.
We're going to 75% today.
Do you want us to get better, coach?
Yeah, oh, he's going to be one of those guys. Okay. Latimer from the program. I love it.
Hopefully he's that and not the one guy. Coach is right, everybody. We need to work harder out there. That kid.
Yeah, the coach's son.
You are second string quarterback, all right? I do not want to hear that from you.
Yeah, don't want to hear none of that.
All right, but it is training camp. It is football. Actual football? Are we counting preseason as actual football?
I mean, it's sure.
People are getting injured it's football.
I watched it, so yes. So it's football.
Yeah. Honestly, I had a hard time leaving the couch yesterday to go and meet up with the girlfriend and her friends.
I was
watching preseason.
My wife was watching Perfect Match, and I was watching Shador.
Well, let's get into it then.
But got Perfect Match is a great show.
Got a few NFL stories to get to today, possibly a college football list. Who doesn't love lists on the radio? But let's do it. Let's get into Shador in Cleveland next year on the Fan Sports Network and 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's right. Sports Saturday. Get with it or get lost, nerd.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Think about forming a Saturday morning gang to beat up on nerds and people walking the streets in the morning. Sports Saturday.
Wedgies and swirlies.
Take that.
Yeah, we'd be, you know, a nice little 80s bully, you know?
Yeah, leather jacket.
Yeah.
So, do you have a leather jacket?
No, I never did the leather or the bomber jacket or anything like that. I had a letterman's jacket for my one varsity letter, but that was it.
My dad still, like, has his leather jacket from the 90s with all the
is it badass?
With all the zippers and stuff on it, and it weighs, like, 40 pounds.
Yeah, those leather jackets back then weren't, they were no punk.
Should I rock it one day?
I think you should.
Come in one Saturday.
Now, I did have a members-only jacket at one point.
I have a members-only jacket.
I could see that.
Yeah, I got one.
The Letterman one day, and then what, I really want to dress it up for, you know, for Susie on Thursday. I'm going to wear the members only. I
wow.
can see it.
You look great.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and my mom went shopping at JCPenney. Picked it up there.
Well, you know who looked great last night. Eh, good. I'll go good, not great. Shedeur Sanders. He looked good.
He looked very good.
He looked good.
I'm not going to lie. Like, it's not even going to be one of those, like, well, you know, he on that fourth down play, and he made a throw, and then, like, no. Like, the overall sum of his work last night, he did good.
Yeah, he was solid.
I accept your performance, Shedeur Sanders. It is okay in Joe Fisher's book.
He was solid. And, I mean, it wasn't phenomenal, right? He was about, you know, right around 50-60%.
14 of 23, /138, 2 touchdowns, no picks.
Yeah.
Only that's, took, you know, 2 sacks.
Yeah. But it could have been 16 of 23 for 100.
Yeah, but he led 3 touchdown drives. He, you know, scored on 2 of them, which was awesome. He had 1 throw in between there, that 1 touchdown on 3rd down between like 3 defenders. And that was classic Shedeur.
You talking about the one of the back of the end zone?
Yes.
The back left corner,
yes.
Kind of? Yeah.
So that was, you know, classic Shedeur Sanders. Like, I mean, you look back at him at Colorado, he could make those pinpoint passes between multiple defenders, and he would do it quite often. He would do it for game winners, you know, at certain times. So we know he can make that pass. You know, I was kind of telling Joe Swag before we started, I was like, man, I felt a little bit with this was kind of a setup for Shedeur. Like, I mean, here's a guy who hasn't had a whole lot of first team reps.
I don't.
I mean, okay, yeah, first team is obviously better than
not
second
one
and
first
third team
rep.
I'm not saying not any, but he probably if nothing, he hasn't had many, and we've known that. That's been the what's coming out of camp is that he hasn't had many first team reps. So to go from third string to the first, you know, first string for week 1, I thought it was kind of let's put him out there and let's show everybody he's not ready. And
well, they didn't have any other options. They were all injured.
No, I mean, yeah. And they didn't really have it.
Well, they had to sign Tyler Huntley just to make sure they had somebody to finish the game.
So
had a hamstring injury.
Yeah, you didn't need to play him.
Gabriel and Flacco doesn't need to be out.
Joe Flacco's about to combust.
It's preseason, so you didn't need to play him a lot, but you played him enough to show that he can handle himself. You know, like he played, I think on 3rd down, he was maybe 2 of 4, you know, somewhere around there. So 50% on 3rd down. One of them happened to be for a touchdown, so... I'm looking at the things that he's doing under pressure, how he rolls out, if he can get rid of the ball instead of taking a sack. Like, he did a lot of the things that you want to see a young quarterback kind of do.
He didn't look out of place.
He did. And here's the bad news. it was the Panthers.
Well, yeah.
Right? So, and the Panthers, I don't think any of us expect much from this team, even though they are much improved from their roster.
I don't expect anything from any team in the preseason.
No, I mean, just overall.
Well,
like,
and
I think,
it's like, okay, how many of their regulars played, didn't play?
Yeah,
that
yeah. And so,
too,
it's the whole, yeah, that's the conundrum with preseason.
I don't think that was as
yeah.
much about, it was more about what you were saying. Okay, is Shadur comfortable? Does he look like he has command of what they're trying to do, as simple as it may be? Yeah, we saw it with Jalen Milroe and the Seahawks, too. Like, they were rolling him out. Good. He had 1-2 read and either run or throw it out of bounds. They simplified things for him. The one opportunity Milroe had to put the game on ice on a fourth down, they rolled him out. I thought he could have run for it, but he tried to gun it down the field to his tight end. And that one, he tried to thread a needle, and it wasn't there. So there's still work to do. But, no, Shadur was ready for the opportunity, and he's ready for the next opportunity.
Yep. Didn't make any really major mistakes outside of like that fourth down when they were down in Carolina's possession, I think in like Carolina's 30-yard line, and they went forward on fourth down, and he did what you saw him do at Colorado. He tries to scramble like backwards, and then he like loses 20 yards, and then he threw it and got intentional grounding, and so that fourth down did not work in their favor at all. But I mean, in like regular season, he can't run back 20 yards like that. The thing is, he feels that, and we actually did see it a couple times, is that he can escape and make something happen and be a gamer and, you know, scramble. And he showed that on one play last night, ended in like a 2-yard loss because he had to run out of bounds, but where he escaped like 2-3 sacks 15 yards back and then was able to run all the way back nearly towards the line of scrimmage again. It just was an example of his athleticism and how during a game he has the feel of just being able to make a play when it's not there, perhaps.
And no, I totally agree. And I think it was him showing that a lot of the naysayers coming into the draft was, well, he's not athletic. He's definitely not his dad. He's not, you know, the athlete like that. But then he showed that, you know, he could escape. Like you said, he had one run where he rolled right and ended up with the first down just, and I want to say on like 10, you know, 10 yards or something like that. So he can move. Is he, you know, Michael Vick-esque speed? No, you know, but can he escape and pick up, you know, 5, 6, 7 yards if you're not keeping your eyes on the quarterback? Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, again, I was pleasantly surprised by his performance last night. He was getting the ball out of his hands quickly. Again, trying his best to extend the plays and give himself more of a chance. On one of his touchdown throws, maybe it wasn't a touchdown, but it was just a really nice play. Maybe it was his second touchdown. He was in the pocket and dude came up blitzing right away. And he just was able to do a little shimmy off to the right, step right. So that way the running back had a better line to pick up the blitzer. And then he totally just reset his pocket and had a clean pocket right then and there. And then he just fired it in for the touchdown. I was like, it looked like an NFL quarterback. Like, I was like, that was a clean play right there by him.
I know we have to break, but we have to remember Shadur Sanders was the number one quarterback in high school coming into college, right? The fact that he went to Jackson State instead of going to a huge school was a big deal for everybody. So he has been considered, you know, up until recently, he was always a Heisman guy. Like, he wasn't, whether he was ended up in the top five, top six and everything, but to start the season, Shadur was always a guy that we considered somebody who could win the Heisman. So it shouldn't be a shock to anybody that he plays as well, or he played as well as he did yesterday. You can only get better with more game to play.
Well, Bryce Young also played in the game. I think he played like literally like one or two possessions. Yes. I think two possessions, but they did score on one. It was a nice little play. He like booted out to the right and was, or he started scrambling off to the right because the pocket broke down. And he was waving people around in the end zone, like, you know, when a play breaks down and the quarterback's kind of just pointing guys, you go there. And he did that to, I think it's Jalen Coker, and got a touchdown. So Bryce Young, he looked decent in his preseason debut.
First
as well.
Drive didn't go the way he wanted, but the second drive was much better.
Connected with Adam Thielen a couple times. Our boy Xavier Leggett, he got kicked out of the game last night, unfortunately.
What did he do?
When I woke up right here,
he was fighting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, he was fighting some dude. Him and a Brown player both got ejected.
I don't fight nobody I can't understand.
Well, Xavier, you just got to be better. I need you to be a star, like 1,500 yards per season, multiple post-game conference interviews.
It's coming.
Please.
It's
I'm begging it. Tetaroa McMillan looked good as well. He had a nice catch on the sideline where Bryce Young dropped it into a bucket, and Tet grabbed it. So
he's going to be a beast, man. He's going to be one of those receivers that you're going to talk about for a long time. You know, Houshmandzadeh, how you couldn't say his name at first? You're going to learn how to say his name real quick.
Tetaroa McMillan. Moving over to another quarterback that had his preseason debut on Thursday, and it did not go so well, especially for his pinky. We get to that next here on Sports Saturday. Preseason action has begun. Got a few more games this week. One of them on Thursday was between the Indianapolis Colts and the,
Ravens?
Yes.
Yeah, the Baltimore Ravens.
There we go. Atta babe. God, there was a horrific injury in that one, too. Some dude for Baltimore. I think it was like the third string corner. This is what sucks about preseason is like dudes that are fighting for their lives on a roster spot. Like, end up getting a leg going the other way in the first quarter of the first game of preseason.
And now they don't have a job.
It's like, sweet, dude. I mean,
work at the Piggly Wiggly in their town and everything like that. Football is really an unforgiving sport.
Well,
like,
we just saw it last night, and one of the most bizarre plays moments in a football game. We can get to that here in the next segment, but really wanted to talk about Anthony Richardson here because I don't think I've ever seen a preseason play be as dissected and broken down and commented on about more than his sack that he took the other night against the Ravens, where hikes the ball. He's completely locked in on the left side of the field looking for receivers over there. On the meanwhile, he's got a running back that is dashing out to the flats for a little dump off pass, and then he has a receiver on the right kind of doing a sick curl route, about 5 yards, and it's six defensive players in the box that are rushing the quarterback against the five offensive linemen. So one gets free and he flies and gets an absolute beeline at Anthony Richardson, crushes him, sacks him. Anthony Richardson breaks his pinky, I want to say, on the play.
Dislocates
his pinky.
He should be back practicing today.
Throwing
hand. Okay. Yeah, just they put it back put in that back place. In. He tried to grip a football on the sideline, and Steichen said, "We don't need to do that tonight."
Yeah, I mean the finger. I saw the picture of it, and I was like, "Ew, gross!" But also, I was like, "Well, you know, just snap that baby back into place and tape a popsicle stick to it. You'll be fine."
Kobe did it. Yeah, went back in the game.
You'll
start
be
killing.
All good. But again, Rashad, I'm not even kidding you. The amount of posts, videos, tweets, people going like letting their opinion known about the Anthony Richardson sack, whose fault it was, what Anthony Richardson should have done. Like, to me, it kind of illustrates that he is one of the quarterbacks with the most pressure on him this season in the NFL.
100%.
Like, it is put up or shut up time for him.
And really, honestly, it's not even a performance issue, I think. With Anthony Richardson, it's a leadership thing now. Like, that whole debacle last... No, seriously, that whole debacle last year...
No, I'm just
year,
laughing because I know what you're about to talk about.
That stuff last year, I think it sticks in a lot of people's heads. There's the one thing that if... As a receiver, as a running back, as an offensive lineman, defense, anywhere, I think you're okay with putting your hand up and saying, hey, man, I need a break. I need a breather. Like, it's too deep in the trenches. As you're pushing around on people, hey, man, I need a second. Like, I got to come out. Quarterback is the one position on the field that you don't get to say, hey, man, come sub me out.
Again, like, I don't condone lying, but lie in that instance and don't tell people.
Don't tell anybody.
I was tired.
Don't tell anybody. You take that to the grave because everybody out there is tired. And as a quarterback, to be honest, you're doing the least amount of work of anybody on the field right now. Your job is to read the defense, drop back, throw the ball. Seriously, you don't got to run.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that about the quarterback position.
You're not blocking. Like, it's physically. That's what I mean, physically and everything. You're not blocking. You're not running routes. You're not trying to tackle anybody. Your job is to drop back, read the defense.
Bounce. Maybe run a little bit.
That guy. Maybe if you can. Maybe run. If you can't, you're screwed.
I just love how we're like just but undermining the
clearly. I'm not
quarterback
saying quarterback.
Position.
Clearly, I'm not saying quarterback is easy. That's not. That's asinine. What I am saying is it less physical than every other position on the field? Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is.
But you're not a lineman bashing your head every
play. No, you're not.
Running back, that's getting, you know, tackled by 2 to 5 guys.
You're not a linebacker inflicting damage on something. So it's like, for you to come out at that point, I think it rubbed a lot of people wrong. So now everything that you do at this point is, like you said, it's going to be dissected because now, like I said, it's not even a football issue. It's not even a performance issue because I think we all know Anthony Richardson can play. Right, we've seen him play. We've seen him perform well.
Well, we've seen him do some cool stuff.
We've seen him do some
really bad stuff.
We know he's not Jamarcus Russell, where there is just nothing good, you know, about what he does. We've seen him play well. We know that he can play well. Now it's just, man, can you be the leader that you're supposed to be, or that the Colts are paying you to be? And I'm not sold yet. So hopefully, this is the year for him that he proves us all wrong and says that, yeah, I am that guy.
I think he needs to show it on the football field, though.
That's the only way
you
do it.
He's, you know, the outside of the leadership aspect, where you got to win some favor back still from that, I'm sure. But I mean, he has to play better, man. He has these moments of athleticism and quarterback play where you're like, oh my god, if you could just do that more often, that'd be fantastic. But compared to guys that were in his draft class and just, you know, his peers around the NFL, it's just he has to be better. And if the Colts want to do anything of relevance this year, then he has to put him there, and he just needs to make that jump. This is the year that he needs to make the jump. As far as other quarterbacks that have the most pressure on them, I mean, you know, you could say Trevor Lawrence this year needs to stay healthy and have a good season.
100% Trevor Lawrence.
Possibly playoff berth. Other quarterbacks, I mean, what pressure isn't on Dak to finally, you know, make a run in the playoffs? Caleb Williams, I mean, second-year quarterback, but is it fair to say that he has pressure on him? I mean, they're giving him everything that he could want in receiving core, completely revamping the offensive line. I mean, I feel like that it's not a ton of pressure, but there is definitely some that it's like, hey, dude, we're setting you up for success here.
There's definitely pressure. I don't think – I'm going to say no only for this fact that Caleb played really well his rookie year. I think he's going to play better. I think we expect the Bears to be better this year, but they play in a division that's going to be really, really hard to make any moves in. So I'm going to give Caleb the benefit of the doubt, especially with the brand-new head coach – with, again, new weapons and a new system to kind of put in place. So I'm going to give him another year. One quarterback I will say, and I don't think enough people are kind of putting the pressure on him, is Oregon Duck alum Justin Herbert. Like, Justin Herbert, this is year 5 for Justin now?
Yeah.
This is somewhere in there. And mind you, there's been one playoff berth, and you've got a great head coach now. But Justin has all the skills, but it just hasn't equated to winning at this point.
And
Playoff winning, yeah. I mean, being able to get to the playoffs consistently. Was last year the first year that they actually made the playoffs?
No, it was also the year they lost to the Jags. They blew a 24-3 lead or something like that.
So I think Justin Herbert, you know, we talk a lot about, like, is this the year for Josh Allen to win a Super Bowl? Is this the year for Lamar Jackson to win a Super Bowl? But is this the year that Justin Herbert can make some noise in the playoffs and take his team further than the wild card?
Yeah. Listen, I love Justin Herbert, obviously. Oregon Duck, Oregon alum, Oregon fan, all that. And, I mean, his stats throughout his career, man, I mean, he is a great quarterback.
He's awesome.
And that's why I think this is why people root for him, is they want to also feel validated and rooting for him. It's like, dude, you are this good. You are amazing. You clearly have the stats to back it up. Can you just win a playoff game so that way you have that validation, we have that validation that you are one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league?
Maybe this is just what Charger quarterbacks are. Really, really good numbers, but they just don't do anything in the postseason.
Yeah. Well, I hope that he does something in the postseason, but it's going to be tough because major injury on the Chargers this week. We get to that next and some more NFL news and notes here on Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Saturday here. Rocking with you on the Fan Sports Network.
My wife hates this song. Dude. I love Return
the
of the
Odyssey
Mac.
App and YouTube.
What? Return of the Mac.
She hates it. I mean, this is one of those things that's on the radio all the time. She hates this song, and This Is How We Do It are two songs. I love both of them. They're like my favorite things ever.
That's something that you got to figure out before the marriage, Rashad. And
I knew
then
it.
Weigh your
I knew
options
it.
If
I
you still
it.
Want. You know, like
I excused
does she not
it.
Like the song, or she's just it's overplayed? And
I think she knows it's a good song, but knows it's overplayed. I don't think she loves Mark Morris's voice. I disagree. You know, there's definitely some BG in his voice a little bit.
You lied to me.
He'd be a black BG.
Michael McDonald.
Yeah. I could hear that too. We talked about Michael McDonald last week. He's somebody who's always invited to the barbecue. My grandmother loved that
he's
song.
He's got the open-ended invite.
Oh, absolutely.
He's got the Wonka's golden ticket.
You ain't even got to bring nothing, man. Bring some plates. You're good.
Bring that napkins. Beautiful, sultry voice over.
And just so we're clear, if you're ever asked to bring like plates or condiments or like napkins to a cookout or a barbecue, then that's letting you know that you can't cook.
You can't cook.
No. Yeah, that's just letting you know. So if you get asked to bring ice or sodas, it's because
you're
not
trusted.
No, you're not. Yeah. So, who made the potato salad? Who made this? Who made the ambrosia? Yeah, it's okay. We're good.
I want to see if I can try and get like AI Michael McDonald to sing a open for our show.
I think you can
get a Sports Saturday Michael McDonald themed open.
Sports Saturday with Rashawn.
We can get AI Michael Jackson to do an intro for Sports Saturday.
Ducks pay first pleasure. Oh.
I think you're being a little disrespectful to Michael Dumbledore.
I'm not.
I mean, just a little bit. Like, I'm just going to say, man.
I wish I could sing like him, clearly.
The Doobie Brothers, that's when they were.
Oh, man. Like, he was
like, kind of sounds like a ghost.
I don't know, man. Like I said, there's a couple white dudes that will stay in rotation for me. Have you ever heard Tom Jones sing? Just really sing? Bro, get out of here. Out of this world.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
It's look not up, unusual?
Yeah. The guy, the Carlton Dance.
Pussycat. Oh, yeah. Okay. You know,
look up him singing Hey Jude with Wilson Pickett. My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a chance.
We're getting Wyoming Rashad right now.
Oh, no. You don't want to talk to Wyoming Rashad. Brown leather jacket. Get out of here. Get out of here. Long leather jacket that I bought and I was in.
Did you have a duster?
No, I didn't. I didn't. So I was in, we were in York in Europe. And I had all this money. Like I had like 1500 pounds
humble brag
in Europe. Seriously. I like, it was crazy. And in 2001, you might as well have said I had £1 million, wow. You know, out there.
You should have stayed.
Man, I thought about it. I thought about it. Becoming a passport bro and just staying right there, being one of the first ones. And I bought this long brown leather jacket. And thought it was pretty badass. So I found a picture of it. It wasn't as cool as I thought it was.
I'm just thinking of the jacket that Lloyd Christmas wore in Dumb and Dumber when they're at the mountain and it has like all the tassels on it. Like,
yeah,
the
butt, like one of those
cowhide jackets or whatever.
I would 1000% buy one of those, man. I always had a thing for the jackets with the fringes on them. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, he has it on the gloves. That's what it is. He's got the wrangling gloves.
Yeah. Those would be cool to have.
I think you need this. That's how you need to dress for Halloween. I think we found out your. We found out Sprague's yesterday. He's gonna be Pulp Fiction. John Travolta.
Is he growing his hair out?
Hopefully.
Is he growing his hair out?
Probably not. I don't.
No.
That would be pretty cool. Like,
I'm just imagining Sprague with that haircut.
I'm gonna be Bobby Brown. I'm gonna be
You need
1994
to be
Bobby Brown.
You need to be Lloyd Christmas in his cowboy hat and his jacket and his gloves with the tassel. The one when they show up to Aspen in.
That would be a good one.
Here you go.
I was Ike Turner last year, which was awesome. You know. So I think this year I'm gonna go Bobby Brown with the arm sleeves and no shirt.
Well, your Tom Jones stays in rotation. Someone that is out of the rotation in the Chargers offensive line is Rashawn Slater. That's a segue right there. That's a damn good segue.
That was awesome.
Good rep, Fisher. Good rep. Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle who just signed a new contract with them like a month ago to become one of, if not the highest paid offensive lineman?
Highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history.
There you go. And it's unfortunate, but he's got a boo-boo on his knee that's going to keep him out for the year. Yeah. Boo-boo is a severe understatement.
Ruptured patella tendon. That's a pretty big boo-boo.
Yeah. Just a little boo-boo.
Yeah, which sucks for them because, again, your best offensive lineman, obviously somebody to really be able to protect your prime investment, which is Justin Herbert, who we just kind of talked about here a little bit ago. Hopefully you can plug somebody else in that's going to be serviceable. But when you're talking about the highest paid offensive lineman of all time, that's a little bit harder to replace. So, I mean, I think they can do it, and I don't think that's going to be a reason that they lose a lot of games.
Yeah.
You know, now if you're talking about two or three offensive linemen going down, then we might have something more to talk about. But it definitely hurts because Rashawn Slater is one of the leaders of this team. So for him to go down is tough for this Charger squad. And so you just got to figure out how they plug and play. That's really all you can do at this point.
Yeah, and it's we talked about this yesterday when I filled in on Dirt and Sprague, and it's, you know, one of those where they're going to have to patch it up here soon. I think Mekhi Becton is even injured as well. I was reading after the show. And
could be dinged up.
Yeah, and then
is he not injured, but
and then there was a few other Chargers that are injured. So it's a matter of like obviously doing some patchwork on the offensive line now. Maybe you find someone that gets cut or isn't signed yet. I joked yesterday. I was like, "What is Jason Peters up to do or up to now? If he wants to do it, be the left tackle for the Chargers." But Yeah, it's just going to be patchwork and also just everybody else like raising their game, maybe changing the offensive scheme a little bit to get the ball out of Herbert's hands a little bit more. But also, I trust Herbert to make good decisions, whether it's a quick route, quick pass versus a long developing one. But this is a huge loss, man. Like, yeah. There's no way around it. As soon as I saw it, like, my initial reaction was like, well, Chargers are screwed. And the one who, you know, faces the brunt of this the most is Justin Herbert, because that's his blindside tackle there, obviously. So, yeah, just sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
I like the Chargers. I root for him. One of my best friends, the guy I do a podcast with, he's a Chargers fan. Like, I got no beef with the Chargers.
I don't know anybody who hates the Chargers. Like, I hated the Chargers because when the Patriots were really, really winning, they were like a big rival at that point. I'm talking LaDainian Tomlinson, Antonio Gates, you know, all those boys. So, but no, I think it's hard, really hard to hate the Chargers, like, especially when they're in San Diego. Now that they're in LA, they're a little more hateable just because it's LA, I guess. But for the most part, like, that's probably the one team that most NFL fans don't have a beef with, unless you're a Raiders fan.
Well, we mentioned earlier about, you know, like, big injuries during the preseason. We talked about it last segment a little bit, just talked about it there with Rashawn Slater. There was an injury last night that led to quite possibly the longest play in NFL history. It was one of the more bizarre things I ever seen, but it was all, to me, 100% justified in what they did. So last night, safety Maurice Norris, or Maurice Norris, perhaps, he was trying to make a tackle with about 14:50 left to go in the fourth quarter, and Norris was hit in the face with the running back's, like, thigh, knee, when you just get a knee straight to the face, and that knocked him out, completely unconscious, was not moving, was not responding, and ended up having to get ambulanced out of there. And they did come back and say that he's awake, he's talking, he's moving extremities, he's
good. If they used the smelling salt.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, I don't know if those were available last night. But Dan Campbell saying that he's doing much better right now. But again, this is the play that came from it. The Falcons snapped the ball after that play. And after Norris was taken from the field and they're like, all right, let's get back to playing football. The Falcons just snapped the football and both the Falcons and Lions all just stood there for the last 14 minutes of the game. Well, they ended up stopping it because I think the refs even sensed like what they were doing, and everybody was kind of just like, hey, we just saw a dude almost basically die on the football field during a preseason
game.
You
want us to finish the game?
How about we just stop? But it was crazy because the Falcons, they hiked the ball and everybody was just standing there and just talking. And then they ended up forming like a prayer circle in the middle of the field while the clock is running. And I think it was Hockley was out there and he was the ref of that game. And he just stood there and watched and like didn't do anything about it.
No flags.
Yeah. And then it got to the point where it was just like, okay, let's just, we're done here.
Listen, I think sometime it's okay to show that, man, people and humans are more important than the game.
So especially a preseason game.
When you have a guy like the DeMar Hamlin thing, that mind you, was that on like Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football? Like, it was something where everybody could see.
I think it was Monday night. It was either Sunday night or Monday night.
Yeah, it was a primetime game.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's watching.
Well, and it's late in the regular, like, the game mattered.
Yeah.
It was late in the regular season. And
so, like, that okay, like, injuries are part of the game. You know, he responses, but not really moving.
Preseason.
Like, I understand, but preseason. Come on, man. Like, all right.
I think we're good.
It's over.
Well,
like, there's nobody even in the stands.
And coaches, you know, if the NFL's, you know, if there's somebody, well, we got to play the game, and they're like, okay. At least they realized it's like, okay, we actually can control this and force the NFL's hand. And they're here you go. And they're like, all right.
The only people that would be even slightly bummed about not being able to play anymore are like the guys that are trying to make a roster. Fifth round, sixth round,
gamblers,
seventh round guys. Yeah.
So
that's it.
That's
but outside of that, like first, second, third, fourth round guys that know they're pretty much on the team, like, they're not as concerned about the rest of that game. But if you're trying to get on the team or you're trying to make a roster, like, damn, what do you mean it's going to.
Yeah. Now, it's funny you said the gambling part, Swag. I was like, because I know there was some douche in Vegas that was definitely like, they can't stop the game. They got to cover.
I didn't get my parlay yet.
What the hell? God. Yeah. I mean, it was a crappy situation and followed by just a very interesting, bizarre moment that I've never seen in a game before, which made me wonder. I was like, was that the longest play ever? I was like, technically, is it still going right now? I mean, it was, yeah, it was just a crazy moment.
So I got a text here from Dusty in regards to the wrestler that we were talking about a little bit earlier. He says the wrestler was Kalisto, and the question that he bowled up and got super serious about was, what do you say to all the people who call wrestling fake? Dude was super cool before and after the interview, never took the mask off. Luchadors aren't going to do that. But yeah, don't say that F word.
I'm looking at Kalisto right now. He looks scary with his mask.
Yeah, he was, you know, again, these
with
dudes
his
are,
totally real mask.
These dudes are super big too, so.
Kalisto.
Yeah.
Hey, he was the WWE United States champion at one point. How about that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How about that?
All right. That wraps things up for hour number one. Hour number two, it is time to continue our divisional previews. We got the AFC East and the NFC East. And then I would like to get to this Bruce Feldman freaks list. He came out with his annual top freaks of the college football world. And a couple ducks on there, but also a couple other players I want to get to. Do that next. Hour number two, Sports Saturday. Stay with us here on the Fan Sports Network and 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.